As we've been reporting on this program, Congress has been considering how to crack down on identity theft. Yesterday, the Senate Banking Committee conducted the first hearing on that issue since a recent series of high-profile security breaches. Those security problems exposed information belonging to hundreds of thousands of consumers. Regulators who've been dealing with this issue gave their first indications where lawmakers might tighten existing laws, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Senators made it clear that they are mad as heck about lax security measures at companies like ChoicePoint. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont noted the irony in the fact that a company that offers background screening was duped by thieves posing as legitimate companies.
ChoicePoint's bread and butter business includes identity verification and screening to help corporate America, as they say, know its customers. Well, this company failed to know its own customers.
Because of Senate business, the hearing ended early, so ChoicePoint and Bank of America did not get a chance to defend themselves. In written testimony, ChoicePoint apologized for a breach that left 145,000 Americans vulnerable to identity fraud. The company outlined measures it's taken to beef up security and said it's open to the idea that new regulations may be needed. Many of the proposals Congress is considering will need to be tinkered with, however, before they satisfy business interests and before they get the endorsement of regulators who will have to enforce any new laws. Deborah Majoras, chair of the Federal Trade Commission, raised a problem with a proposal by New York Senator Charles Schumer.
Would it help consumers if companies were required to notify their customers before transferring their data to a third party?
It all depends on the database. There are some databases that are used to go after people who have committed fraud. And of course, we wouldn't want to tell them in advance we're looking at your personal information to try to find you.
Majoras conceded that jurisdiction over these crimes can be complicated. She could not say, for example, whether the Federal Trade Commission has the authority to regulate all of the activities of an information broker like ChoicePoint. Majoras did say that existing laws do provide a start, a way to get a handle on this industry. But to effectively regulate, she said her agency may well need new powers.
Extending the Commission's safeguards rule to sensitive personal information collected by data brokers is one sensible step that could be taken.
The Commission already has the authority to oversee security measures by financial institutions.
It also may be appropriate to consider a workable federal requirement for notice to consumers when there has been a security breach that raises a significant risk of harm to consumers.
Although Majoras noted that if consumers receive too many warnings about potential risks, they might become numb and ignore the information. No matter what lawmakers do, information crimes are not going away. Senators heard from Special Agent Larry Johnson of the Secret Service that the current wave of identity theft represents a quantum leap for ID thieves. Once, he said, a big source of stolen information was waiters who stole individual credit card numbers from consumers.
Now we're seeing intrusions into financial institutions, data brokerages, where thousands and thousands of either credit card access devices are stolen or personal identifiers, and then it's sold on the internet.
This is not the first time Congress has tried to take a bite out of this crime, and it clearly will not be the last. The most recent FTC survey found that 10 million Americans had been victims of some form of identity theft in 1 year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.